and welcome to what is a little preview of the Glasgow Derby this weekend. So during the international break, obviously men's football isn't happening, but the women are playing, Celtic are playing Rangers tomorrow away from home. And I'm joined by Lindsay Hamilton. Hi, Lindsay, to have a quick chat about it.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent.
I was about to do an errand there, but I thought I can't do it on this podcast.
Well, I'm already getting grief for giving my £3.50 to Rangers TV, so.
I mean, yeah, that's terrible.
Which
that's
is going to be the only way, as far as I can tell, that just as a heads up at the top of the show, if you want to watch the game tomorrow and you're not able to attend, which most people aren't, you... There, it's being streamed on Rangers TV and it's £3.49, I think. It's actually pretty easy to sign up, but it did pain me deeply to do it. But anyway, well,
welcome to the 90 Minute Cynic. Subscribe to Rangers TV.
Lindsay is going to get to go to the game.
I am so
we've managed to get one spot for one of our roving reporters to go, and Lindsay is that lucky person. So are you excited about it, Lindsay?
It's like Willy Wonka. I'm like Charlie Bucket. I'm so excited to go and see an actual game with my two eyeballs.
Yeah.
I've not even seen like junior stuff or like even like I've saw a glimpse of a kid's kick about. Like, I think it was Roswell or something like that, and that is it. I've not seen anything, so I'm really, really excited.
To get to see Celtic play, that'd be great. I'd have to say, when I went to Broadwood to see the Glasgow City game, it was a real thrill. It's also odd because there's so few people there.
Yeah.
It's kind of this strange, like, strange atmosphere, but yeah, it is really exciting. It's an odd one, so... we've obviously had a big break with women's football and we've had a few fixtures to kick off the season. We've now got the big one, one of the big ones, which is obviously the Glasgow Derby. Should we talk a little bit about how we've matched up to them up to this point, with the caveat that obviously we've had this big break. Both teams have had in that time a number of changes. Both teams have had essentially new managers. In Fran Alonso and Malky Thompson. Do you want to tell us, because we've talked a little bit about Fran Alonso, but Lindsay, do you want to just quickly tell us a little bit about the Rangers manager and what his kind of pedigree is and where he comes from?
So before the last campaign, which was obviously null and void because of the pandemic, it was Gregory Vigneault who was in charge. He was a former Rangers player. But it's Malky Thompson who's stepped into the shoes. I think he might have been assisting Gregory Vigneault before, and then something must have happened. I actually haven't read much about how it went down, but he's now the head coach. So quite interesting. So he's basically just been heavily sort of involved with the men's game. He used to be a player himself. He retired like mid-20s, so he's still quite young. Went straight into coaching. He actually used to coach youth for Celtic, Celtic men, Celtic boys. He was at Hibs, he was at Rangers, and he was first team assistant at Inverness Cali with Craig Brewster.
Okay.
So he's had a bit of that sort of Scottish. What's the one for?
He understands the sort of Scottish football landscape. Yeah.
Main Scottish side of the game. He's then I think it was Birmingham City, assistant coach there, and then strangely made this move to the United Arab Emirates, a team called Al Ahly. But most recently, there was an assistant coaching role with Barry Ferguson at Blackpool and Clyde. So he sort of obviously made his return there to Scotland, taking on Clyde. And then again, he returned to Rangers in about 2015. And now this is obviously the place where he's ended up. I've seen a few interviews with the players on Instagram, just a couple of things, and they seem to be really pleased with him.
Okay.
There's been a lot of talk and emphasis about the fact that he has been so ingrained in the men's game, and a lot of the players feel that this is something that's going to pull them forward and bring that sort of just a different set of somebody with experience.
I guess it's Celtic Rangers and across the league a little bit, but particularly Celtic and Rangers, obviously with the appointment of Fran as well, we're kind of on a similar track with both teams, kind of taking on this professionalism at the same time, bringing in new managers who've got this experience either in the men's game or the professional women's game, and kind of, you know, there's a new seriousness, I guess, about it. So it's really interesting. We can talk about the last time that we met up with them, but to me, it feels like there's almost been a bit of a hard reset in terms of people's expectations. We're not going into this with the sort of the lead up and the track record that we really understand. And it's going to be really interesting to see how that unfolds. I don't know if you agree with that.
No, definitely. I mean, the Glasgow Derby is always one of those games where you come in it and you go, it's a clean slate. Everything, it doesn't matter. Form goes out the window for these games. But in this case, it's not really a cliche. Like, the form really does go out the window because there is a huge transition period for the two teams here. And not only is there a transition period, there's also a global pandemic, which has kept everybody from playing football for months on end.
Yeah.
And it does make a difference. It does make changes. And as you've just like said and alluded to there, like both clubs have got heavily involved now in the women's side. They are now actively trying to integrate both women's teams at Rangers and Celtic, respectively, into the entire club system, and pouring money into it, bringing professionalism to it for the first time. That's not only just in signings, it's in kit sponsorship, medical, training regimes, training facilities, like the whole things.
Just a little dig here quickly about my personal bugbear of this morning, and well, actually the season as a whole so far, that it would be great if they could lift the professionalism of the actual communication about when games are, where you can watch games, all that stuff. What information we've got about past fixtures and stuff. It just feels constantly to me like it's quite tricky to follow women's football in Scotland at the moment, because it's like a guessing game and a detective kind of, you have to play detective a little bit. But that's, I'm just going to have my little mini rant there about that.
No, I think it's relevant because it's something you just said 2 minutes ago when we were off, we hadn't quite pressed record button, where we were just saying women's football isn't as accessible in terms of the men's game, in terms of other sports even. Like, you'll see boxing and tennis before you'll see women's football. And when people are actively coming to discover this game and find things out, Jesus Christ, make it easy for them.
Well, this is the thing.
Numbers, have them, and don't put it in numerical form either. Let us know what positions they play by putting it in a correct format. Like, give us as much as you possibly can. Like, literally, football for dummies is what we're looking for.
Well, that's it. It's like just making it easy for people to access the game and be able to follow it. And obviously, we kind of laugh about the fact that I said how I'm going to watch the game tomorrow. But, you know, it would be fantastic if these games were being streamed on Celtic TV. I know that the BBC have really upped their game in terms of streaming stuff and putting stuff on ALBA. It's just that, I mean, maybe I'm too greedy and I just want more. But I just think, you know, there is more that could be done pretty easily in terms of making the game and the information more accessible. But we can have a whole other podcast about that, maybe. Let's move on. So the last meetings, we played them in August and October of 2019. The August fixture, we beat them 3-1 at home. The October fixture, we beat them 3-0 away. Do you think that has any, like you said, do you think we should pay much heed to those results going into this? Do you think this team will be paying much heed to those results?
No, I don't think they will. No. You've got a new manager in the door, both doors, but if we're focusing on Celtic here, Fran Alonso, it's a different beast. He's brought a new system, he's brought new incentive, new players. It's different. It's just different. And Rangers are the same. It goes out the window. I think I didn't pay much attention to the games. I just looked to see the league table from the previous, so not the null and void, but the previous.
Yeah.
If we did the null and void, actually, Rangers would have happily stopped the count. Terrible joke there, but they were actually top of the league before the null and void. Obviously, Celtic beat
Glasgow
City.
They'd only played like a match or something there, hadn't they?
One game, but on goal difference, Rangers would have won the league, but there we go. I think they beat Hearts 3-0 or something. But the previous season of that, sorry to digress, Rangers finished fourth behind ourselves, behind Celtic, 15 points.
Yeah, I was going to say it was fourth, but there was quite a gap in points, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. So it was 15 points of difference, and it was Hibs were second, and I'm pretty sure Celtic and Hibs were on the same points, which is great. It shows where we're moving to, and that was without all the changes that have since happened and all that progress and full-time players that are in the morning, they're in the afternoon, whatever, doing their stuff. But that's why it's different. That's, and the Rangers are on the same boat.
Yeah.
So many now of these players have went full-time, and it will make, you know, a huge huge practice. Practice doesn't make perfect, but it makes progress, and both teams have been practicing hard full-time.
So
it's good to look back on those things and see the difference. Will there be 15 points of difference this season?
Who knows? Mm,
who knows?
Let's just take it one game at a time, as they say. I have to confess that I don't know an awful lot about this Rangers side that we're going to be facing. I just wanted to pick your brains a little bit. Obviously, there have been quite a few changes on both sides. So again, that's another reason to sort of not go on past form, because we are looking at reasonably different squads. They've got a couple of notable players that we could talk about, people like Lizzie Arnott.
Yep.
Obviously plays for the Scotland national team. Their goalkeeper's played for the national team as well,
Yeah, Jennifer. They've actually, their goalkeepers are a real asset to them, to be fair. So they've got Jenna Fife and Megan Cunningham, both brilliant goalkeepers. Like really, really good. Megan used to play for Celtic, actually. And I just think it'll probably be Jenna that starts tomorrow. I think so far she's been sort of favoured as the number one, but the fact that Megan's there is huge competition. So it's a real, that is really an asset to them, to be fair, they're two keepers. Lizzie Arnott is such an exciting talent. She signed for Manchester United, she played for Man U last, no, wait a minute. See, because of this pandemic the season before, it was their first team, as the women's team for Manchester United. I believe she scored their first goal ever for Manchester United. But Lizzie Stone's quite good. So I think it was 2017 she did an ACL or cruciate ligament. So she was out for like over a year, 14 months, 15 months or something like that. And when she returned, like after such a long period of time, she scored 5 goals for Hibs against Celtic, SWL Cup final it was or something. And I mean, that just can't, somebody's out for that length of time to have the motivation to come back and do so well in your first game. Like she's good. She's a talent.
So another one to watch out for. She plays midfield.
Yeah, midfielder. So she's going to be one to watch. In terms of like, I was kind of like looking at where are the goals coming from? Is there somebody that's having an absolute stormer of a season, or is it shared across the board? And it happens to be. It seems like it's been sort of shared out. The past results, there's been 2 1-0s in there, which I think kind of shows. This is terrible, we're doing this podcast, and I've never physically with my own eyes seen Rangers play, but it's just one of those things, again, access and all the rest of it. But looking at 2 1-0s, 2 close 1-0s, I think it would say that the defence is pretty switched on and solid to keep a clean sheet. The goals seem to be shared across the board. Demi Vance, Claire Gemmell, what's her name, Emma Brownlee, everybody seems to get involved. The one thing I kept reading, because this is all I can do at this point, is read. I'm not able to see. I would be able to see the highlights if, like yourself, Claire, I subscribed to Rangers TV.
Stop it.
I went to click on a YouTube video, it was like, subscribe to you. And I was like, that, guys, I'm not gonna do that. I don't have it in me to do that. I actually think
it demonstrates my commitment to the Celtic women's team that I was prepared to do it.
You're a bigger fan than me. You win.
Sorry, carry on.
But all I kept seeing from the match reports was crosses into the box, cross into the box, cross into the box. The game I was reading, was it Spartans? Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was the Spartans game. It had said there was a lot of crosses coming in corners from Claire Gemmell. Claire Gemmell's the captain, so she seems to be pretty decent at getting the ball into the box or corner. Mm-hmm. And I think it was in the Spartans game, it was from the third cross into the box that Rangers eventually got their goal. So set pieces and crosses in seems to be the way the Rangers are doing things.
So the fact that they're keeping clean sheets, and obviously you've highlighted those as kind of danger points, means that our defence is going to have to be really switched on tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. They're going to have to be switched on. They're going to have to try and keep the ball as much as physically possible. I'm actually really looking forward to it, because obviously we did watch Celtic last week, and in my opinion, it was just like attack, attack, attack. I just thought it was great.
Do you think that, bearing in mind what you've said, that will change at all? Do you think Fran will put out a similar team and go for, do you think he'll consistently go for that style of play?
I would have said potentially, right? But like, Spartans were also solid defensively. Like, and we said at the end of last week's podcast, Spartans last results were all 1-0 defeats. I think all the past two or three games were all 1-0 defeats.
They've lost, but they've lost in a way that suggests that they've got something
about them, or something, just a little bit of, I mean, a little bit of bad luck as well, because we did say, like, as much as Celtic deserved to win last week, I mean, that goal is the most unfortunate when you've defended as well as you had. It's literally your defenders clearing the ball and hits off the striker and it goes into the, like, it's cartoon-like, to be honest, but it's, so I don't know, because Fran would have known that as well. Yeah. That Spartans are a really good defensive side, and he just thought, do you know what, it's a brick wall, you kind of get over it, you kind of get around it, you smash through it, and that's kind of what he did. So I don't know, maybe we'll be looking at Rangers similarly and going, that is a good defence. Nicola Docherty's in the defence, like, she's an international footballer. Claire Gemmell's club captain in there as well. I don't know. I think he might be saying, you know what? I don't know. It's the Celtic way, isn't it? I think that's the style of play that he kind of goes with.
And I think it's really hard to predict the kind of team he's going to put out for a couple of reasons. One being that we haven't seen them play that much. So we haven't sort of seen over a period of time consistently who's getting games and who's on the bench. And also the fact that Fran's style of play is kind of so positional, and he's quite keen to foster competition in the squad, and he will make changes, I think going forward we're going to see that on quite a regular basis, that he's going to switch people out and make quite a lot of subs. Would you agree with that?
No, definitely. I think it was me and Erin last week talking about the game at the end. We weren't really surprised with the team that he'd went with. I think the only player that we really thought might have been in where, oh my god, God's earth, I forgot her name. Kathleen McGovern, can I think of the name there? And Kiva Keenan, I think it was. We expected to be in, but as you'd commented yourself, Fran has said he wants that big squad, he wants the competition. He probably wants people, your subs breathing down your neck to try and get a game ahead of you. So,
well, that's one of the things that Caitlin Hayes, who played with him at Lewis, when I interviewed her, she talked about, and I saw another interview that she did where she talked about that is one of his sort of styles of management, I guess, is that, you know, never turn up expecting to get a game, which I guess you shouldn't anyway, but he really kind of hammers that home and makes them all make sure that they're fighting for their place. So that's interesting.
Yeah, she has a way to do it, definitely. But yeah, I think it's going to have to take a few more games for us to be able to go, right, this is who you would expect to play. This is how you would expect to see them play. But I think that's going to take a little bit of time. But especially, as I'm saying, I mean, you could see the one thing that is clear from this team is the identity of the team. They want to attack. They want to play positive, like, dynamic attacking football. And it's brilliant. There was so many options going forward last week. There was so many different ways to try and get a shot at goal. The one thing we did say was disappointing last week was just the actual shots. There was so much, like, but again, that was put, like, Spartans kind of dictated that as well. They weren't really allowing Celtic to step a toe inside the box.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff came from outside. And can I just say as well, I read the Rangers versus Spartans match report as well, because they played the other week there. Again, 1-0. Spartans losing 1-0, and it was shots outside the box. I think again the breakthrough came, I think it was a header. I'm trying to think who scored it. That's terrible.
But, that's okay.
Yeah, sorry. But I'm pretty sure it was. Again, just shows you that it's that sort of set piece, sort of corners, again, wide areas, cross in.
I mean, I'm excited just talking to you about it now. Like, it sounds like it's going to be a good game of football, that there's going to be a lot happening on the pitch, and, you know, I can't wait to see it, and I'm really thrilled that you're actually going to be there in person. Do you think they'll take a home advantage at all? Do you think that'll help them in any way, or do you think it's kind of irrelevant at this point?
I don't know. I think it's a bit irrelevant.
Yeah.
No fans and stuff like that. I think the surfaces are the same at Queen's Park, Shetlandsy, K Park, and the Rangers. What do they call the Rangers training?
It's Hummel Training Centre.
I think it's the same sort of pitch situation. So unless I turn up tomorrow and it's grass, who knows? I'm never going to get told that information pre-game. So it's not going to be written in any of the socials.
That's why it's good to have eyes on the ground as well, so you can let us know what the atmosphere is like.
That'll be my first note tomorrow, like that. It was grass. It was 3G.
I mean, based on everything we said, I think this is going to be a tricky question, but is there any way that you want to give us a prediction for tomorrow?
Is it a
no because you don't want to jinx it? Celtic
Rangers games.
Sorry?
No, I never predict Celtic Rangers games. Like, never, okay. never, never.
I won't get you to do it then. I'm not going to force you into a corner.
I really hope it's a Celtic win, man, because I think, especially after last week, I think they deserved so much more from the game than what they got. Yeah. And if they bring that again tomorrow, then I'd just be expecting it yet again.
Yeah. I do think that the energy that you're getting from the team, like you said, they've got a real identity, and you sort of get a sense now that they're really cohesing, the Celtic squad as a group of players who want the same thing and have got that sort of drive and that energy and that passion that they're partly getting, I think, from the manager. So I'm quite excited to see how they face up to Rangers. So yeah, it's going to be good. So we're not going to do predictions. As I said, what were you going to say?
I just said sorry.
There is a way to watch it tomorrow if you can stomach it. Lindsay will be at the game, and we will be, due to time constraints, because we initially thought the kickoff was 2 and then it changed to 3. So we've got a few issues with recording immediately after. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a chat about the game first thing on Monday morning, and you should be able to hear that going out as part of the agenda on Monday. So we will be reacting to that, myself and Lindsay. Was there anything you wanted to add before we finish?
No, I just think it's going to be really interesting. I don't know. I just think it's just the track that the two teams are on.
Yeah,
both have decided a good while ago now, but to take this professional route, it's totally transformed the players, the club, the way everything's being run. And I just think it's going to be really interesting to see two of them, like, going at it and seeing who's
battle it out.
So, I think it's quite juicy. It's going to see who's. Are we getting this right? who's got the best professional setup so far? Yeah. No, it's just interesting because the two of them are, they're on that same sort of trajectory, and it'll be interesting to see who comes out on top. But I think even if it is if it's not a win tomorrow for the old Celtic, I still don't think it's the end of the world. I think there's so many games, so many points to get picked up. But
don't say that. I'm going to be very hopeful. We're going to win. It's going to be fine.
I know, I'm hopeful we're going to win, but I'm just saying I don't think it's the be all and end all if we don't get the result.
Yeah, we're so early in the season, aren't we? So we're still,
so early, but I think that's just it. It's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, the players have been in full time for X amount of months now, both sides. So it'll be good to see how that's playing out. And I think the football's going to be really good, man. I'm looking forward to it. So.
And the other thing just to mention, if people are interested, that the other two of the other biggest teams in the league are playing. I think that's being streamed on the BBC if that goes ahead. So that's Glasgow City and Hibs. And I think it's the same kickoff time, but I would advise you, whenever watching women's football in Scotland, to double and triple check all your timings and all your access requirements, because they are subject to change. But yeah, I mean, that's the one that they've chosen to stream, because obviously, while this is a Glasgow derby, the two teams that have been top of the league for a wee while and who are in Champions League are playing tomorrow. So that's why they've decided to stream that one. Thank you so much for coming on and having a chat to us about that. Enjoy tomorrow.
Thank you. I'll look forward to it.
And we'll catch up on Monday morning, and we will let you all know how it was, and we'll dissect the performance and look at the result. And we'll see you down the road. I've been Claire Wilde. This has been The Preview.